This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Fourth day of Tihar being observed across the country today, worshipping cow, cow dung and ox. Nepal Sambat 1142 begins from today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges one and all to work for the progress and prosperity of the society. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says present alliance of ruling parties will last until next election. CPN unified socialists to discuss with five-party ruling alliance regarding disputes surfaced in judiciary. And WHO warns Europe once again at epicenter of pandemic. Now the news in detail. Gai or cow puja, guru puja or ox worship and govardhan puja are being observed across the country today on the fourth day of the five-day-long Tihar festival celebrated by the Hindu communities in the country. The cow is worshipped since the Vedic time as per the religious belief that we get love from her like a mother. Meanwhile, Govardhan Puja rituals are being observed today with the replicas of the Govardhan mountain made out of the cow dung. People prepare a mixture of cow dung and apply on the courtyard and floor of their homes. The rituals are linked to the Hindu god Sri Krishna, who, according to the legend, lifted the Govardhan mountain by his hand and protected the people of a place called Gokul from torrential rains caused by Indra, the god of rain. Similarly, ox is worshipped today as it is a very useful animal in different agricultural works in Nepal, which is a predominantly agricultural society. Similarly, Ma Puja is celebrated on the fourth day of Tihar by Newar community. It also falls on the Newari New Year, which is based in the Newar calendar Nepal Sambat. Ma Puja literally refers to self-worship, making offering to one's body. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended the message of best wishes to all the Nepali brothers and sisters on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1142 today. In a message of best wishes, President Bhandari urged one and all to stay active for the welfare and prosperity of the society with a selfless heart. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has said that promotion and practical use of Nepal Sambat was required for Nepal's uniqueness and identity. In a message today on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1142, Vice President Poon expressed the confidence that this day would inspire all for the promotion and practical use of Nepal Sambat. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has expressed happiness, peace and prosperity to all the Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1142. Prime Minister Deuba has also expressed the confidence that Nepal Sambat would deepen tolerance, brotherhood and mutual harmony among all Nepalis. In a message on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1142, Prime Minister Deuba said that diverse religions and cultures would further strengthen national unity and would encourage Nepalis to unite. In his message, Prime Minister Deuba stated that founder of Nepal Sambat and national luminary Shankadhar Shakwa created a situation of pride and independence by relieving the people of Nepal of their debt. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said the present alliance of the ruling parties will last for the full term. Addressing a news conference at Trivandrum International Airport upon his arrival in home yesterday after attending World Leaders Summit of COP26 in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Deuba said there should not be any doubts regarding the present ruling coalition. Prime Minister Deuba said he held important discussions with the leaders of various countries on the sidelines meetings of COP26. Likewise, during the meeting with Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Deputy Executive Chief, the Prime Minister said the government would reach to a conclusion about MCC proposal after holding discussions with the ruling alliance. Prime Minister Deuba said he had invited his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi for the Nepal visit, and in response, the Indian Prime Minister said he was ready to visit Nepal. Prime Minister Deuba said he was also invited by his Indian counterpart for the visit to India. Prime Minister Deuba had left for Glasgow, the UK on the 29th of October to attend the Global Conference of Climate Change. The CPN Unified Socialist has decided to discuss with the ruling five-party alliance regarding disputes surfaced in the judiciary. Releasing a press statement, CPN Unified Socialist Deputy Secretary Gangalal Tuladhar informed that the secretariat meeting chaired by party chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal decided to draw the attention of the ruling coalition to address the issue of judiciary. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that five-party alliance would become stronger in upcoming elections. Addressing a program organized by CPN Unified Socialist Madhyapur Municipal Organization Committee in Bhaktapur yesterday, Chairman Nepal said no one could split the five-party alliance. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has warned that the party will take action against the ministers who don't work in favour of the people. Addressing a program organised at Bharatpur in Chitwan yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said ministers sent from his party had been instructed to work for the welfare of the people. He further said the coalition of CPN UML and CPN Maoist Centre had formed a pragmatic manifesto, but the previous government failed to materialize it. The Ministry of Health and Population has said it has forwarded the process of procurement of 6 million doses of Pfizer vaccines targeting the adolescent population. According to Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Podel, the Ministry made internal preparations for the procurement with the help of World Bank. He said a file regarding procurement would be sent to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. In a press statement yesterday, the Ministry said the news reports that the process got stalled at the Council of Ministers were beyond the reality. Meanwhile, a total of 356 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections were confirmed while carrying out 6,384 sample tests. Likewise, 518 people recovered from the virus infection. Meanwhile, two persons died of the virus infection, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,436. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. University of Oxford scientists have uncovered a gene that doubles the risk of lung failure and death from COVID. They say 60% of people from South Asian backgrounds and 15% of people of European ancestry carry the high-risk version of the gene. Vaccines are key and help significantly reduce this risk, researchers say. The Nature Genetics study sheds light on why some communities in the UK and South Asia are at higher risk from COVID but does not fully explain it. They estimate the risky version of the gene is present in about 2% of people from African Caribbean backgrounds and 1.8% of people of East Asian descent. The World Health Organization has granted approval for emergency use to Indian government-backed COVID-19 vaccine Covaxin. The vaccine was approved in India in January while the third phase of clinical trials was still underway. Bharat Biotech, which makes the vaccine, has since published data suggesting 78% efficacy. The WHO said in a tweet it believed the benefits far outweighed the risk. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has warned that Europe could be once again at the epicenter of the pandemic and millions could lose their lives. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province 1 and the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Fourth day of Tihar being observed across the country worshipping cow, cow dung and ox. Nepal Sambat 1142 begins from today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges one and all to work for the progress and prosperity of the society. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says present alliance of ruling parties will last until next election. CPN Unified Socialist to discuss with five-party ruling alliance regarding disputes surfaced in judiciary. And World Health Organization wants Europe once again at the epicenter of pandemic. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.